You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. This is Janie Beauclair and I am here with...
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
So we wanted to talk this week about this amazing event that we went to up at Mount Shasta, which is northern Sacramento area. Very, very close to the border. It was actually lovely to see a little snow on the mountain. But we went for a spiritual retreat. We performed for a few days there. Was a lot of fun. And we want to tell you about some of the speakers and what happened and who we met along the way and all the great things that we did.
First of all, it was called the it was called Visionaries in Light Convergence. And it was put together by Marilyn Harper. And you might remember her. She was a guest of ours that we had, and she channels an entity called Adironda, which is, it's really cool if you get a chance to listen to her story, which you can go back to our past shows and listen to how she got started back in 1996 and how she's evolved. So she put this whole event together with a bunch of keynote speakers, all talking about how we can bring some peace to the world. And some of the speakers that I liked... Well, for example, Michelle Caron, who was an astrologer, and she was just really phenomenal. She started reading at the age of 14, and she said that is all she's done for the past 45 years.
Yeah, she actually read Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, which was a really popular book when it came out. It was a book that told you how your horoscope date, how your sign would relate to people that you, like, say I'm a Scorpio, say if I was to date or marry or have a child that was a Virgo. It tells you how your relationship, how you can expect it to go with those different things. And so that's what got her interested, which was really interesting to me because I happened to read the same book at the same age.
Now, when you read it and you were 14, you were trying to find a boyfriend, though.
I was. It's true. I wanted to know who was going to be my ideal mate. I didn't want to waste my time with some frivolous romance.
You didn't know it was a Pisces in your future?
I did not know I was going to swim with the fish.
Yes. Scorpion swimming with the fish, people. Somehow it works.
Yes, yes. It's interesting how that works out.
But she was really good because, you know, if you are familiar with astrology, then you would think, oh, you know, it's just this and this and that. But she went a lot deeper. Like, she had talked about certain charts that you can do that will indicate where you would do well successfully in different cities, meaning at different times of your life, you might be better off living in California, let's say, than Connecticut or Massachusetts as opposed to Montana. And this is a woman, too, who lived in France, Switzerland, Finland, England, Canada, Colombia, Peru,
Germany,
and the United States.
Yeah.
Her dad worked for a newspaper, and every 3 years they would change countries.
And what did he do for the newspaper that made him famous? He was translating horoscopes in all those languages.
Yes, and that's how she got involved. So
pretty cool. But, you know, one thing I've really started to get interested in the whole planetary thing, in relation to the energy and what you can accomplish and reaching your goals at certain times and that type of thing. But it interests me because it's very scientific. It's very factual. There's no guessing. It's not wishy-washy. It's the fact is on this day at this time, this planet is going to be located in this place. And therefore, it's going to cause this reaction in the universe, which has the ability to make your mood like this.
Right. I think the cool thing she said also, she said, look, an example is on May 6th this year, according to the stars or according to the planets, how they're lining up, it's going to rain on this Tuesday, November 6th. And now you have a choice to either go out in the rain or stay inside or bring a raincoat. You could do whatever you want, but this is what the planets are saying so far. So I thought that was really interesting. So she doesn't consider herself a psychic. She just considers herself a person who can read the stars and read the planets and show you how they work with us.
Translate their meaning for you.
Right, for high energy days, low energy days, and the probability of something happening on these particular days. So
I really enjoyed that. What I liked about this particular group, Visionaries in Light, is a lot of it was very scientific. So it was really easy to wrap your head around the things that they were educating the group on. There were a lot of speakers that had a lot of scientific backing. There were doctors, there were people that spoke about the Food and Drug Administration and things of that nature, and people who worked for the government, along with people from a variety of different countries that had a lot to say. So it was very cool, A, the variety of speakers that Maryland had, but also that this wasn't a conference of people just spewing their own personal thoughts, if you will. It was all proven factual experiences that they each had over the years. So it was very, very eye-opening learning experience as to how each of these people had tremendous travels and tremendous experiences in the direction of humanitarian work.
Speaking about humanitarians, there was a couple there named Joel and David Wilkins. And I remember that name because it stuck with me really well when I saw them speak about their involvement in South Africa and how they work with the children there. They have an orphanage that they go to once a year. And a lot of these kids are orphaned because their parents had gotten AIDS and had passed away. And some kids end up there because of poverty.
Yeah, they estimate that 1.2 million AIDS orphans are currently living in South Africa. It's an area called Botshabelo. And what these guys have started doing, these guys meaning Joelle and her husband, is they take people down there to do things like build schools and just help these kids have better things than they have. It's an area where it's, yes, poverty, but not horrible poverty. It's a place where you can go and lend a hand physically to get these people through, these children through. And it's more of things that they need than, you know, the food and the typical what you imagine is happening in those parts of the world. What they're doing is they're doing a trip July to August, I believe it is. No, I'm sorry. It's June to July this year, and you can check them out on Blue Star of Hope. That's their website to, if you want to go along and help build a school, which is the next project that's coming on there. Another thing that they were talking about is that students age 16 and above from all over the world are invited to participate. So you don't have to be an adult to go. You can literally go as a student and just get the experience of doing something really awesome for the children's village in that area.
Well, yeah, I think, which is very cool. And they're also involved, they actually live in Thailand, and they're also involved with an elephant sanctuary there, and they do another spiritual trip there where you go to these elephant sanctuary and you get to work with the elephants there, which I think is pretty cool too.
Marilyn told us a really cool story. Do you want to tell about that, Tony?
No, go ahead.
She was telling us how she laid down with a baby elephant and got to rub the bottom of its feet. And this is Marilyn Harper, who threw the event. She went on this trip previously and just was raving about how amazing of a feeling it was. And you can only imagine if you were laying down with an elephant, rubbing the bottom of its soft little feet. And she said its feet felt like our feet. But while she was laying there snuggling with this thing, he took his trunk and he ran it all over her body to sniff up and see what she was about. What a cool experience that had to have been.
Well, she said the elephant was only 28 days old, so.
How cool.
I think that was.
Not every day you can have an experience of that nature.
No. So these are things that are going on, and these are the type of people that we met while we were out on this trip. And
I want to talk about another really amazing individual. Basically, the experience was about great things that people are doing and how they're helping other people to shift their consciousness, as in get into a state of mind that is a much more loving, much more sharing and caring philosophy of life instead of, you know, your traditional love, hate, and war that seems to be going around in the world. So some of the things that I really liked were how people were skipping from their government job or their medical jobs and moving their practices more into a spiritual alignment where they could really affect changes in lives of people. And there was this one guy that was particularly interesting for me because I never would have thought of this on my own. He was a jeweler, and he was putting subliminal messages into the jewelry of love, peace, and happiness.
Yeah, he was really, really an amazing person.
And what's his name, Chris?
His name is Chris Olson.
Chris Olson.
And he's a fifth generation master jeweler and designer, multimedia artist, and
the stuff he was making will blow you away. You've got to go check out his website. Tony, do you have his website in front of you there?
It is chrisolsondesigns.com.
Trust me when I tell you, check that out. There are some of the most amazing pieces of jewelry that this guy has made. And he's done some royalty pieces and just a variety. I think one was even, what, Stanley Cup maybe?
No, it was actually a football trophy that he worked on, but it was like beyond any football trophy that you had seen. He was actually also involved with restoration of artifacts from the Titanic that the Smithsonian Museum had put together. So this is a guy that really, really knows what he's doing, knows what he's like, knows his craft inside and out. But the works that he's doing, he's taking geometry, the sacred geometry, to a whole new level as far as jewelry is concerned. So he creates jewelry that'll work with your different chakras and puts different stones in there that'll give you different feelings. So just really great stuff. And just by chance, he happened to be right next to us. And so we spoke to him about helping us out in designing the Spirit of Music pendant. And he said he would love to get involved in that. So that's something that is going to be coming out hopefully this Christmas. And for those of you that have followed us on the Facebook, you might have seen that we placed a photo of the t-shirts that we have out. And it says the Universal Language Music and has a picture of the Spirit of Music on there, which is an angel with a G-cleft body for those that don't know or haven't seen it yet. And this is the first time we were able to put the t-shirt out. It sold extremely well. And we're really excited about it because we had a great time performing at this show.
It was. We had a really an amazing time. And we even got to do something that was a little bit different from what we typically get to play out. And that was a meditation. We played your song, Empower Me. Mm-hmm. And we played it an acoustic version, much slower and just a lot more subtle than the song has been originally recorded. And had everybody close their eyes and listen to the song, and the lyrics to it were quite strong and was really helpful in wrapping up what everybody learned over the several days, which was Empower Me, For Now I See, It's Always Up to Me. Basically a song talking about your destiny is in your own hands. Whatever you choose to do is what you're going to get. Manifest the great things that you want to have in your life.
So, yeah, it was definitely a blast, and I highly recommend that to if you get an opportunity to go to Mount Shasta, definitely, definitely go there. Just hiking through the woods, and we were brought to different sacred spaces that were there. Just being in the environment itself.
And we'll put some footage on our Facebook of the hike we did up the mountain, and we sang a song on top of the mountain, which was really cool. And there was snow just above our head. That I was so happy about, that it was just above our head. And not where we were.
No, it's actually the weather was beautiful. Now, for those that don't know, Mount Shasta is known as the heart chakra of the world. So if there's seven chakras in the body, apparently the world has seven chakras also. And Mount Shasta is known as the heart chakra. And a lot of crafts and UFOs have been spotted up there.
Right.
And then I wanted to mention that I actually got a picture of one that I can't explain what it is.
Well, we know it's not a plane, and we know it's not a helicopter.
Yeah, it's not a plane. It's not a helicopter. But the cool thing about this is I was taking a photo of some trees, and you'll notice that I had these trees framed off, and I took the photo, and then afterwards when I looked at my phone, I noticed something in the middle of the shot, and it was really crazy. So throughout the conference, I asked a question about it, and someone else came up with a photo that they had taken on the drive up. And theirs was even more profound than mine. Mine looks like a little speck, and you know, if you blow it up, you're still not sure. Hers are so obvious. There's these two spots to the side That just look incredible. So I will definitely post that on Humanitarian Radio for you guys to check out.
But I
want to
clarify that with there were scientists there that were talking about how there are and have been beings all over our world for quite some time, and that they are here in order to help us with getting to a loving and healing point. What we were told was that Earth is such a strong spot, basically, in the universe, that the people on Earth are destroying the planet, and it's going to cause a problem for all other life beings on other planets.
Yeah.
So they've sent beings here many, many years ago, actually, and of course the government and everybody's known about it, but it's like the biggest kept secret. They sent beings here to help us shift the thought on this planet, to get people to a loving place, to stop war, to stop famine, to stop fires, to stop everything that is destroying this planet, and turn this into a loving planet where we love each other, you love one another as they are your brother, and stop destroying this earth. So don't be fearful when you see some of these photos, because know that they're here to love and to help us. It's the first time ever that a planet has been attempted to be rescued while it was inhabited. They have no intention of getting rid of us, if you will. They are here to help us work through the problems that we are having on our planet. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's very cool. And, you know, we are going through this shift. So you, some of you might have heard of it. Some of you haven't. So that's what they're here to do. They're here to help us make the shift forward
in a positive,
way. And one of the things that they spoke about is you might be seeing a lot more things on the news that seem negative, but all it is they're putting a spotlight on things that haven't been lit up in a while. So it's okay. And if you keep your thoughts positive and stuff, you'll find that soon everything is going to shift into bigger and better places. So
yeah. Ask and you shall receive. Whatever it is that comes out of your mouth that you want, the universe is going to help you to get. You gotta love that.
Yes, and you know another cool thing that we experienced up there is, I can't remember the last time I was able to drink from a river.
Oh, that was so.
And that was
awesome.
Very cool. You know, it's like we've come so accustomed to drinking bottled water.
You can't even drink out of the faucet.
And you know, tap water
is creek.
Horrible. So just drinking water from a river was the coolest thing. And I got to tell you, I was telling my dad about it. My dad's 76 years old and grew up in a farm in Italy, and when I told him about that, and he goes, yeah, of course, that's the way we all used to drink. And I said, yeah,
back in the day. Factories and pollution came along.
You know, 76 years ago, of course you drank from the river in a well, but nowadays everything's in a plastic bottle. So
yeah, and see, for us, I was raised in New England. When I was young, I lived in New Hampshire, and we used to fill our water jugs from a pipe that intersected into a mountain stream that was basically melting snow coming down the mountain, and that's what we would fill our water bottles out of, and we would drink out of it. It was right at the base of my grandmother's driveway.
The last time that you and I both drank fresh water like that was when we were in Costa Rica.
All right.
In a cave underneath a waterfall, if you can imagine that.
In the rainforest.
In the rainforest. We had hiked 2 miles up, 2 miles, 2 hours. It's more than 2 miles.
Felt like 100 miles.
Up a mountain into a cave that had a waterfall. And if you actually go to my website, www.sainttone.com, and click on the video, I have an entire video of our trip, and you'll see the waterfall, and you'll see us in the cave because we actually slept there overnight.
Yeah, that was
And
crazy.
They had put some pipes in, plastic PVC pipes, into the rock to tap into the water, and you could just turn a valve, and you were actually drinking the water from the waterfall.
From the waterfall that was over your head.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Definitely crazy, but those are the kind
Another
of experiences
cool experience.
that we're definitely looking to do next year with a lot of these people. So we've been invited to go to Peru. We've been invited to go to Thailand, Africa.
Uluru, Australia.
Australia, yeah. And if you guys, anyone out there who wants to get involved and come with us on these trips, definitely contact us, because
we're collecting names for sure.
It's definitely something that you can't even begin to explain, especially when you leave the country.
Well, and think about this. The trip to Peru is going to Machu Picchu, and I don't know if you guys saw on CNN recently and MSNBC, they were announcing that Machu Picchu is going to only be open to tourists for about another year.
Yeah.
They're only allowing 400 people a day to go through there and see all their ancient and sacred.
It's 400 a day that get to climb the peak, and it's 2,500 a day that get to go to the actual site. But only 400 get to climb the mountain.
And it's 40 that are going on this tour that we're going on.
Yes.
So they have space for 40 of us.
Yes.
So if you want to be one of the 40, get your name in quickly. Reach out to us on humanitarianradio.com, either on our Facebook or on the website, and say, hey, get me the info. I want to go to Peru or South Africa or Thailand or
Australia.
Uluru, Australia.
Yeah. Or all the above. I'm shooting for all the above, and I'm really excited about doing that because we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
So listen, we are going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So listen up. If you're on the market for a graphic designer, you know, someone who can create logos, websites, etc., along with radio ads and video, well, there's no need to look any further than ST Productions. It's your one-stop shop for all your graphic, audio, and video needs. ST Productions will get it done while saving you money and having fun. So keep them in mind, ST Productions, an audio, video, graphic design service.
Hey, we're back, and I wanted to tell you, the next spot that they're doing another big event like this is going to be in Mount Ida, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be called Rock in Rhythms. So that's going to be really cool. It's located near Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's one of the highest vibrational spots in North America on crystal clear Lake Ouachita. You visit under an expansive energy of Wesak Moon. Don't know what a Wesak is, but it's W-E-S-A-K. It's going to be a transformational week, and it's an opportunity to connect with your Native American. And I suggest going to some of these. If you've never been to a retreat of some kind, whether it's a relax, do nothing, a yoga, a spiritual, or whatever it is, something that resonates with you, definitely try it, because it's amazing how when you get back from any type of a retreat, you are newly energized in one way or another. Whether it's newly energized because you just relaxed, or newly energized because you just learned a whole bunch of great stuff to help your future, or, you know, if you just loved the area that you went to and it gave you a few minutes to gather new thoughts, I definitely recommend it highly. And we're going to be doing a Energize Your Vibes workshop / retreat of our own with St. Tone in 2015. So we'll keep you abreast of what we're planning to do. And you may even get to see some of these great speakers that we've been meeting along the way at our retreat.
Definitely. And talking about speakers, we have a woman coming up. Her name is Diane Frazier. And
yeah.
She's going to be talking about, I believe it's, is it four different events?
Yeah,
Cabaret?
It's Cabaret is Alive and Well and Living in Los Angeles. And it's four nights, four concerts, four venues benefiting the Actors Fund. It's October 24th to the 27th. I want to say, I think it's really great that Cabaret is alive, because these old methods of entertaining, the fact that they keep finding ways to bring them back and bring them back and bring them back, I think that is just so important for our young people to get history of what used to entertain us. And wow, look how entertaining this is, and what skill and talent it took to do cabaret back in that day.
Now, have you ever done any cabarets?
No. I've seen a few shows, but I've never participated as a cabaret dancer. Have you?
No. I haven't done either.
Hey, so we've got to take a quick break and thank our sponsors, and we will be right back.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings.
positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
So we are back, and we have Diane Fraser on the line with us from Fraser Entertainment Group, and she is again presenting the cabaret we were talking about earlier. So hello, Diane, and welcome to our show.
Hello. Thank you so much for inviting me on today.
Happy Sunday. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is.
So, Diane, tell us a little bit about, I know that we're going to be talking about your events, but what I'd like to have the people know is how did you get started and how did you get involved in this particular event that you're coordinating?
I had a very good friend who was kind of a music historian, and the Actors Fund was extremely helpful to him during hard times, and he had asked me if I would open up my home to host salon events, which were sort of small concerts, and we did about six of them in my house, all of which the proceeds went to the Actors Fund. He introduced me to David Galligan, who is a very well-established, amazing director in town who has for 30 years directed the stage benefiting APLA every spring. And my friend Rick Starr introduced me to David Galligan, and we planned a bigger event for the Actors Fund, which took place last fall at the Catalina Jazz Club. And Rick, our mutual friend, has since passed away, but we did that event. And then earlier this year, David Galligan had the brainstorm to do a multi-show benefit concert series for the Actors Fund and said, I'll only do it if you do it with me. So we started planning this upcoming concert series, which, you know, could be the first annual one we do.
That's awesome. I think that's awesome. Now, if you could give us a little background as far as how does the Actors Fund help actors? Because, you know, we're living here in California, and this broadcast goes all across the country. And a lot of people that aren't from California don't really understand how...
Know the biz.
Yeah, understand how it works and how it helps. I mean, there's so many actors out here that are more or less out of work. So how does this help them out?
What does the Actors Fund do?
Well, first of all, it's not just for actors. It was it's a nonprofit, a human services organization, if you will, that was actually founded in 1882. It was called the Actors Fund, but it helps anyone in entertainment. Below the line, above the line, behind the scenes, on camera, on stage, etc. And, you know, it has offices in New York, L.A., and Chicago. And, you know, it helps people find housing, find jobs, work can be erratic, health insurance a lot of people don't have, and the Actors Fund actually supports individuals in the entire entertainment community who need help in any of those areas.
Great, great. And, you know, it's really great to know that there's organizations like this out there, because a lot of people think that, oh, you're an actor, you get to live your dream, and it's like, yeah, you are, or you're a musician. But a lot of times, work is very sparse, so you might be on top of it for 6 months, and then all of a sudden, now you're out of work for 6 months. And a lot of people don't understand that. They think you're making millions and millions. You're like, no, you're
there's an endless supply of jobs.
No, it's right. So true. And, you know, the other thing is sort of the irony is, people that have been stars and are recognizable can't just go get a day job at Staples.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know, it's tough. And this is an organization that really supports people who have contributed to any area of the entertainment business. So I'm you know, very happy to help here.
Yeah, and you know, again, if you're not from Hollywood or California, but even if you're from anywhere, if you're from New York City or Florida, any type of entertainment. Entertainment is something that is always looked upon like, oh, you get to play for a living, or you get to, you know, I wish I had that job. And there's times where it's a lot harder than you realize. And it's good to know that there's an organization that they can turn to that understands their needs, as opposed to, what do you mean? I just saw you on TV. Why can't you just go get another
Didn't
job?
You make billions of dollars?
Yeah, doing that commercial.
Yeah.
That's great. And I think it's an excellent organization to support, because unless you live out here, unless you're part of the entertainment business, you really don't know what the behind the scenes is all about.
Well, you think about it. All you see if you're in a different state than California is the cover of the Inquirer and People magazine. So there's not a big there's not a big amount of explanation as to what the life actually is out in the
exactly.
Hollywood zone. So tell me about the cabaret. I was saying earlier on the show how I think it's just fantastic that we bring old styles of entertainment back in and around and let people who were not around then or never had the opportunity to experience anything like that actually see and feel what a cabaret is all about. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's an art form that sort of has a niche following, if you will.
Right.
And but the cabaret community in Los Angeles has really grown in recent years. David Galligan came up with the title Cabaret is Alive and Well and Living in Los Angeles, which, you know, I just really... So we decided to do four very distinct shows.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Friday night, October 24th, that's next Friday, at the Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood, and this one is sort of a lineup of very well-known cabaret and musical theater performers, Oba Baba Tunde, we have Amanda McBroom, Christina Safran, Loretta Devine, Davis Gaines, Valerie Berry, Damon Kirsch, Julie Garnier, Sally Struthers is hosting, and it's just a series of, you know, mostly songs people will know, sung by phenomenal. So that's the first night. The second night is, this one sold out immediately. This one is at the Gardenia, Tom Rolla's Gardenia in West Hollywood, which is a small sort of iconic club that's been around for years and years here. It's hosted by the musical director Brad Ellis, who people know from Glee and various other performances. And this is sort of a, you know, lineup of I guess I would say, you know, cabaret divas, if you will.
Yeah.
Carol Cook, Nancy Dussault. We have Eileen Graff and Ben Manzaroni, Jane A. Johnston, Karen Morrow, Lisa Passero, Joanne Worley.
And wow.
This one's already sold out. The others we have tickets available for. The third is a solo show. It's a one-man show that is taking place at Rockwell Table and Stage in Los Feliz, which is a club that's sort of gone through a reimagining recently. Once Kate Pisakis, who's an amazing singer performer, took over the room and is just selling it out.
Excellent.
Shows. So we have Jason Graw, and Jason Graw has lots of Broadway, off-Broadway national tour credits. He was on Broadway in Grand Night for Singing, Falsettos, Stardust, Snoopy, does a lot of concert performing. He's been on concert cast albums. He does a two-person show with Faith Prince called The Prince and the Showboy. He does a solo show called 49 and a Half Shades of Graw, which he's performing in Palm Springs this weekend. The show he's doing for the Actors Fund at Rockwell is his Jerry Herman show. It's called Perfect Hermony, and it is wonderful. It's he's very funny, delightful, wonderful singer-performer. He's got his longtime musical director, John Boswell, with him at the piano. And so that's happening Sunday at the Rockwell. And then Monday is the show that I'm probably most involved with. One of the things I do, in addition to a lot of benefit concerts for various organizations, including the Actors Fund, there's a club in Studio City upstairs at Vitello's,
okay.
and I've been a semi-regular show there called An Evening of Classic Broadway.
Oh, fun.
And it's sort of the, you know, the songs people don't sing anymore. Rodgers and Hart, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Lerner and Lowe, Bach and Harnack, etc. And we've been doing that, you know, throughout this year. And so this one is Classic Broadway Sings Schwartz. And it's a Valentine to my favorite composer, Stephen Schwartz, with whom I've worked twice on two shows of his that I've produced. And this is...
This one's hosted by Carol Hennessy, I saw.
Yes, Carolyn Hennessy is the host of this one. She's Emmy-nominated for General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Viewers know her from True Blood. She's on Revenge now. Kids know her from Jessie on the Disney Channel. She's very well-known for Cougar Town. We have a lot of excellent singers in this one. Barbara Deutsch is joining us, who was actually in... the first national tour of Godspell.
Oh,
so that's kind of exciting for us. Juliana Hansen, who was in the first national tour of Thoroughly Modern Millie, Julie Garnier, national tour of Cats and Les Mis, Joanne O'Brien, who's a major recording artist. Also sung at the Hollywood Bowl, and it, you know, the list goes on. Just really,
right.
you know, their talent. And that one is, you know, multiple singers, you know, focusing on one composer.
And
so
now,
they're all, every show is different at a different venue. It's amazing the support we're getting for all of the shows in the cabaret community in L.A.
Isn't that fun? I mean, people should be doing this all over the country. What a blast.
Yeah.
And what a great idea for fundraisers. Tell me how much the tickets are. And also, let's let everybody know where they can get them. And then I have a couple other questions for you.
Okay. The easiest way is we're selling tickets on brownpapertickets.com. And if you go to www.brownpapertickets.com and click on event number 863740, it'll take you to details about a package deal. We're offering a discount if you buy tickets to two or three of the shows.
Great.
You can also just type in Actors Fund, the names of any of the venues. Cabaret is alive and well, and that'll take you to information about all of the shows. So, as I said, there's a discount for the package deals, and then individual tickets are $50, and all the proceeds are going to the Actors Fund.
And it sounds like you have a ton of support. Obviously, all these people that are contributing their time and efforts, I mean, they fully understand.
A lot of stars here.
They fully understand what the cause is, and that's why they're giving of their time and their talent. So it's obviously something that embraces everyone in the entertainment business, because without organizations like this, a lot of these actors that are out there might not be able to continue doing what they love to do and what people love to see them do because of the downtime, if you will.
Situation, right?
Yeah, it's the downtime in between parts and in between shows that... You still need to make a living. You still need to pay your mortgage. I'm an entertainer myself. I'm a musician. And I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, like, oh, wow, it's so great that you get to just play music for a living. And I said, yeah, but every day I have to go out and find a gig and find a job.
Right.
And I said, it's not.
And get paid.
And get paid. And I still have a mortgage. Like, the rent doesn't care if you want to give me a couple of drinks at the end of the night. I need money. You're like, yeah, we'll give you a couple of drinks. You're like, that's good, but I'm not an alcoholic, so I don't really need that. So, you know, it's that kind of, and it sounds funny when you say it aloud, but people's perception is, you just do this for fun, right? This is so cool, you get to do this. I go, no, I do this for a living. I get paid to do this, and yes, I live in a house, and I have bills just like you have bills.
Well,
I just don't go to, I don't
it's
go to work the same way.
For all these actors and
yeah,
musicians.
Yeah, all of these performers, you know, get paid to perform and are donating their time.
Right.
For the Actors Fund, so...
And that's I wanted to put the emphasis on that, is that they are donating their time, and they normally do this for a living, and it's not necessarily a hobby. And again, in California, there's a totally different perception of it. But having lived in Connecticut and Florida and other places around the country, as an entertainer, you get there's a different
perception,
you know, of if you say you're a musician in Connecticut, they go, that's cool. What do you do for a living? You're like, oh,
right.
No, I play music. Yeah, you get paid for that? I go, yeah, I can get paid for it. That's
out
what
here
I do.
In California, it's an understanding, but across the states, it's not so much.
It's not so much. They just think like, well, that's just for fun. You don't really make money doing it. So
right.
I would say that if you're planning a trip out to the Hollywood area anytime soon, for those of you listening from across the country, you should plan on doing this. I know we get a lot of calls saying, hey, what should we do while we're there? Well, here's a great thing to do, October 24th to the 27th. And you'll be supporting a really great cause, the Actors Fund, and have a great time doing it as well. Do you know, Diane, are they going to be filming this at all where people might be able to see it online after the fact?
Don't believe we're going to be filming it. No, I mean, it's sort of an experience to have live.
Right. So there's all the more reason to get your booties out there and get these tickets and go show up live and in color. I want to switch gears for a second because your bio, Diane, you do some really cool stuff. And I want to pay a little bit of attention to who you are and what you do, my dear. Because I noticed that you do a lot of help with your company, Fraser Entertainment Group. You produce a lot of really cool shows, and you do a lot of fundraisers. I saw My Friend's Place, I Have a Dream Foundation, Help Group for Music for Autism. How did you get into the world of, you know, being someone who's interested in helping and giving? Because we talk a lot about that on this show, of how easy it is to be helpful and make a major difference in people's lives with just small little steps. So I'd like you to tell people, how did you get into this vein, and what is it about this that gives you the warm and fuzzies?
Well, I will first mention that as you were talking about artists who have day jobs, I also have a day job, and I do not make living from what I do with Fraser Entertainment Group. Mm-hmm. I actually am a partner in a management and production company in Los Angeles, Industry Entertainment. I've been working in the representation business for many years, and sort of always wanting to sing and performing on the side. I actually started doing fundraisers. The first was for my daughter's school music program several years ago, and They were doing Oklahoma, and we were new to the school, and my daughter was cast in the show, and of course they had no money in the budget. And I said, well, you know what, I could do a little show at my house, and we'll raise some money that way. So with the help of several other musical friends of mine, we put together a Rodgers and Hammerstein show, and using actually some of the artists that are participating in this upcoming event next weekend. And we did a Rodgers and Hammerstein review, and I crammed 110 people into my house.
Nice.
And it was
wow.
Success. And I started doing that yearly, and that sort of led to some other you know, opportunities in that area. The CEO of the health group, Barbara Firestone, came to a show I did at Catalina that was a benefit, and then asked us to do Music for Autism. And so various things have just grown out of it. And this is something I love. You know, when I talk about how I do this on the side, I usually say, you know, I'm not a skier. I don't play poker. You know, this is my adrenaline rush.
Right.
You know, so I separately do have a day job, but I really love giving back to organizations that help others, and especially when we can put on a show and have fun in the process. I perform in a lot of the shows, and that's a big boost for me and really, really fun. So I plan to continue to do it for years to come.
Excellent. We need people like you out there doing those types of things. You know, just to keep this fabulous entertainment industry alive, for one, but also to pitch in and help people that don't know how to help themselves. One of the things that we talk about a lot is This show, basically, Diane, is all about doing great things for people and expecting nothing in return. It's a selfless love, and that's exactly what you're describing here. And I like to tell people that you don't have to have a foot in any specific area in order to raise money to help somebody else. And with you, it's, you know, gathering friends of yours that all have their own types of talents, and you put together an idea, and you guys gathered at your home. And people can do that with any types of talents. It doesn't necessarily have to be all singers. And it's just a great way to get the ball rolling for a fundraiser. I think that was really smart of you to think of that angle and come up with that idea.
Especially just doing it at your house, because most people go, well,
I can't do anything.
I can't do that. I have to spend money just to rent a room or this. And you're like, well, what if I just did it at the house?
Yeah.
And do a simple production. You know, you don't have to make it this huge theater production. You could simplify it and still get the same results, because the end result is, how do we raise money to help the kids do their play? And I think that was a brilliant idea. Do you reach out to other organizations, or do they come to you when you do these different events?
I haven't yet, but I'm in the process now of designing a website, and I just designed a logo for the company, and that's something I plan to do in the near future.
That's great.
You know, is reach out to other organizations. My daughter is very passionate about animal rights, for example, so that's something that, I mean, I am too, but she's a vegan.
Gotcha.
The result. So that's something that I would think about.
Well, you know, what you're doing is you're still taking your passion, and now you're taking your humanitarian side and combining the two and saying, hey, look at this. I can do what I love to do and help others in the same time. And, you know, I think that's a great thing. Whenever we get the opportunity to do it, and we do it quite often, just being able to perform and then getting a reaction from that performance where we're helping others, it's a win-win situation. So I love finding those types of situations where it's win-win. The people are getting entertained, you're getting to do what you love, and then you're helping an organization at the same time. So
it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Yep.
So as far as these tickets are concerned, are there a lot of tickets left in each show, or are we talking,
you know,
like a handful?
The Steve Schwartz show is selling pretty well. The Catalina is a much bigger venue, so we have a number of seats still available for that show, which is Friday night.
Okay.
As I said, you know, tickets at the door, you know, if they're available, we'll sell them at the door for $50. We actually do have a pre-sale discount going on, as long as it lasts. So there's a discount code PIOFF, like Edith Piaf, on the ticketing website. So we, you know, we're selling half price tickets that way.
So is there a secret code that we can give out on the air and let people that are listening to us know how?
That's it. Just tell them, go to brownpapertickets.com and look for the event. Cabaret is alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
Or type in 863-740, which is the number of the event.
Right.
And then it'll on the page to buy tickets, it'll come up, discount code, and you can just punch in PIAF, capital P, lowercase IAF, before selecting how many tickets you are in.
Gotcha. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you, Diane, so much for coming on the show and telling us all about the great things that you are doing. And we'd love for you to come back and let us know of other things you've got going on as you arrange them, and have you on our show again anytime. Thanks so much
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much, Diane, for doing all the things you do in the community. And you're a great example for other people. And I'm really happy that you were able to join us today.
Thank you.
So we really appreciate people like Diane reaching out and letting us know. It was a friend of ours, Scott Barton, actually, that told us about Diane. And we'd like to ask you guys out there listening, if you know somebody that's doing something really cool, or somebody that needs help to get something started, whatever it is, whether it's little, whether it's big, let us know what's going on so that we can let our listeners know and get some help for you. There's a lot of great causes out there. You might have a neighbor that needs a hand medically or something along those lines, and you just need to do some kind of a small fundraiser and get the word out. Let us know about it. Reach out on humanitarianradio.com or you can go to our Humanitarian Radio Facebook. And you can also check us out on Saint Tone and see what types of fundraisers we are doing. That's SaintTone.com. And I'm bringing up Saint Tone because we're going to play a song now called Get in Tune. And Get in Tune speaks about consider what you're saying because the universe is listening to you, and don't ask for what you don't want.
Exactly. So
Tony wrote this song.
Be careful of what you think, say, or do. And it's just basically about getting in tune, about being conscious of what you're putting out there. Be very conscious of what you think, what you say, and what you do. And as you're doing that, you'll find that you catch yourself thinking the best case scenario as opposed to the worst case scenario, and trying to find the glass half full as opposed to half empty. It's a new song. It's going to be on the Best Of, and check it out. This is Get in Tune.
Wanna be the stone that is thrown into the lake of your soul. Let the ripple effect help you connect.
Be the stone that is thrown into the lake of your soul. Let the ripple effect help you connect
to your higher self. No need for someone else.
You've got the answers within yourself.
Yeah, your higher self is always there to help,
to guide you to your ultimate success.
Get in tune now to what you think, you say, and do. Don't be fooled now for everything.
Placed in your garden of weeds, rearrange the place and plant some new seeds.
Be the
rake that is placed in your garden of weeds, rearrange the place and plant some new seeds.
For the past is not the here and now.
You're worth much more than you allow.
Yeah, the past is not the here and now.
You've got a shot to make yourself proud.
Into
once again, that was Get in Tune by Saint Tone. You can check that out at www.sainttone.com. This is our show for this week, and we hope to see you next week.
Yeah, and make it a really good, positive week. Try to do something great for somebody else that you just don't even know. Even if it's a beautiful smile you give to a stranger on the sidewalk, you never know what your small little gestures can do to change the lives of others. Be a great humanitarian. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.